We've had no discussions. We've had no training. I have no idea what to do on the 1st of January. Nobody has offered any training to us. We were promised ultrasounds, not available. 3 masters of Rotunda and the other maternity hospitals in Dublin said we're not ready. No consultation with Letterkenny or General Hospital about what's available. We were promised free contraception, not available. We were promised that each person that would come to see us would have psychological support, not available. This is my opinion. This is the opinion of most GPs. In an effort to further the political career of Simon Harris, he's pushed this through. And what other workforce in any country in the world would accept a diktat from a government without discussion with the main stakeholders, which are the GPs? The referendum was voted on. The will of the people is there. All GPs are willing to do their best and get this through. But we do not think general practice is a place to do it. The people did not vote for a GP-led service. The people voted to have termination of pregnancy available within a service. It didn't say which service it was. The first we knew about this service, Mark, was an interview on the radio by Simon Harris telling us that it was going to be GP-led. Absolutely no consultation with us. So here we are now, 1st of January, 3 weeks to go. Nobody has an idea what to do. There has been no preparation, and we all feel that this is government bullying, and it's just typical of what he's done to GPs over the years. The other thing is, Mark, we don't have the GPs anymore. They're all emigrating. And consultants are emigrating.
But we are also hearing challenges in Donegal of, you know, the fear that if, and we spoke to GPs early this year, where they're talking about, you know, that if they retire, who's going to come in and replace them? You know, changes to prescriptions and payments and things like that there. There seems to have been a lot of issues with GPs that have been ongoing for some time that weren't settled, and now we're into another issue that there seems to have been a gross lack of consultation. There's a lot to it. It's not just this. There's some sort of legacy stuff that hasn't been resolved for GPs yet, and that's why we could potentially see a great shortage of them going forward. Is that a fair enough assessment?
Yeah, that's a fair enough assessment. But just going back to what our discussion is, Mark, I'd like people to, you know, to be sure that we're not using this as a battering ram against TOP services within general practice or within Ireland. That has been voted for, that's accepted. The rest of our issues with the government are well known, and Simon Harris has refused to negotiate. We have a 40-year-old contract, which is unbelievable in this modern day. Tempe has taken nearly 40% away from us. Every single workforce in Ireland, including the TDs themselves, had reversal of Tempe except us. But anyway, going back to the whole situation within these services, we feel that if we're going to do these services, we should have been consulted with. Oh, and by the way, Mark, there wasn't 30 people left. There was 150 people left that meeting. So, again, you know, gross misrepresentation. I mean, there was tweeting within that meeting by a certain doctor who was contentiously called people pro-lifers, snigger, snigger. Some were just wanted to be able to provide a service. We cannot provide a service, Mark, unless we're trained, unless we know exactly how it is, unless if a woman comes into us, we need to know how many weeks she is. So therefore, we need to pick up the phone and get an ultrasound the next day. That is not available to us.
That's remarkable, isn't it? That I mean, that's the most basic diagnostic that would be required, presumably, so you can be sure that you're conforming with the law.
Yeah, and if it's over, it has to be done within a hospital setting then after that. And No consultation has been done with the maternity. I don't even know if Letterkenny or Sligo are going to provide these services. Is there a gynaecologist maybe can get, that will provide the termination of pregnancy within Letterkenny or Sligo? Do you know?
Well, there was some suggestion that there is. We were speaking to a deputy last week or the week before, suggested that there were those who had said they weren't rather than those that said they were inclined to do so.
See, there you are, Mark. Isn't this how farcical it is? You're speaking to a deputy, a TD, who's trying to tell you what's going on. Nobody else knows.
But say, for instance, if we, in terms of, say, you know, dealing with someone after the event, what advice or training is being given in that regard? I mean, that's also sort of somewhat new for most GPs, I would imagine. What's happening? Is there any advice, training, any consultation at all ongoing?
Well, look, Mark, before we even talk about after the event, let's talk about before the event. I mean, surely the main thrust of a government should be to prevent unwanted pregnancy. Therefore, why not introduce free contraception? Why not have long-acting contraceptives? Why not have them available free for our patients? We're all been trained and willing to train in this. We're trained in coils and long-acting contraceptives. No, this should have been done. This is what the main topic of this is, should be, preventing of pregnancies, not necessarily terminating a pregnancy. And there has been no thought put into this by a government. And now, as for the aftercare, nothing, absolutely nothing. No psychological help has been made available for anyone. Now, at present, if I wanted to send someone to the psychologist, it's a year's waiting list on the public system. If I want to send somebody to a counsellor through the CIPC, it could be two to three months. So how can that help? So this is our main concern, Mark, not necessarily the referendum. It is our main concern is that we are ill-prepared. There has been no direct referral. There's no discussion with us, no discussion with consultants. It is a limbo with 4 weeks to go.
It's a strange situation. Even those listening to this conversation, it's not all about conscientious objection. I mean, that is an issue for some GPs, but that's not what it's all about. This is about a lack of consultation, a lack of preparedness. But even those who voted in favour of abortion might be alarmed to listen to this because, you know, a lot of the argument was this is about the care of women. And if this system is to be introduced as it is, introduced incorrectly, well, it's counterintuitive in that you might achieve what the legislation was introduced for. But if it turns out to be worse for women in that they're not given the right care or the right information or whatever, you know, then it's going against what people voted for, really, if they voted in favour.
It's an appalling situation for women. I mean, how are they going to get help? Where are they going to go? They don't know where they're going. Are they going to have to travel, 50, 60 miles to get their ultrasound? Are they going to have to travel 50, 60 miles to see someone who is willing to help them? What we want and Moses want, and it's the most sensible thing, is to have clinics, as in every other country in the world. Remember, we're the only country in the world that has GP-led TOP services. And by the way, let me tell you why this is. Because Simon Harris knows, despite the fact that GPs are on their knees, that's the only system in the health service that works. So, in other words, put it onto the GPs, or they'll complain, but they'll do it. And that's true, we have done it up to date. If he was to provide clinics, which is the most sensible thing, say Letterkenny or Sligo, right? Someone goes in anonymous, they don't want to go to their GP, they want to go and have a consultation. Within those clinics would be an expert in, say, an expert GP who wants to do this, an expert gynecologist, an ultrasound, a psychologist. How easy that would be. But you see, no, he'd have to provide for the buildings, he would have to pay for these people, and he won't do that. And that, to me, is the most sensible thing. People don't have to be looking up. It's a self-referral. They self-refer. They walk in and they do it. As for those with conscientious objections, I fully and 100% stand by that. And some of them are deeply, deeply upset by this. I have a colleague who's a great friend of mine. He's absolutely, deeply upset. He's considering leaving the job because to him it's anathema to his beliefs.
Is that because he's in a dilemma where he's in the business of caring? These are people he might be dealing with that he's known for a long time, and that he effectively, because of his point of view, that he would have to turn people away. And that's in his mind, is that a circle he can't square, and that's what he would prefer, not to be involved at all than have to do that. Is that the thrust of it, is it?
It's devastating for his ethos and his values. His values is he went into medicine, this friend of mine, to protect life, to help people. To him, you know, the termination of life is very, very difficult for him. So, you know, he's actually prepared either to leave his job, or if he's threatened with jail, as some people will be, he's prepared to that. So this is how bad situations have become. This is how intolerant.
Well, finally, Simon Harris does plan to introduce a GP-led abortion service for terminations under 9 weeks from January 2019, next month, once the legislation is passed in the Dáil. What happens then, in your opinion? We don't know, it's crystal ball gazing, but what is the sense of what will happen? What do you predict will happen from this date onwards, you know, in January?
Oh, I think a vast majority of GPs will not sign up to it. A vast majority of people feel it's been rushed, it's been ill-prepared, there's been no education, there's been no training for general practitioners, which is deeply difficult for us we are heartbroken for our women patients, because we cannot provide a service just because a minister says that has to be provided. With 3 weeks to go, it is an absolute outrageous farce at the moment.